I am Plata on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Vitaly Beckman joins me now. One of the most unique illusionists is bringing his act home. Vitaly, An Evening of Wonders is on at the River Rock Show Theatre Wednesday, the 5th of June. He has been touring around the world with his act, including a 16-week run at the West Side Theatre in New York City, the same house where Penn and Teller began their careers in the 1980s. In fact, Mr. Beckman famously impressed Penn and Teller on their recent television program, Fool Us. I'll ask Vitaly about his career thus far, his many travels, working in New York, art, magic, and illusion, and just what to expect next Wednesday night. Visit eveningofwonders.com for more. Tickets are available at ticketmaster.ca. Please welcome to the Plant on the Land program, Vitaly Beckman. Mr. Beckman, good morning.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
So Vancouver, that's still home for you, is it?
Yes, some of the time. Yes, I mean, it is. I'm based here, but I travel a lot, so I don't get to be home as much as I'd like to.
Yeah, but it must be great, though, to come back and play your hometown, as you will shortly.
Oh, yes, it's a really great opportunity. I don't get to do that a lot.
Yeah, and so what can people expect when they go to the River Rock there shortly?
Well, my show is about bringing art to life and involving the audience within it. We're going to make photographs and drawings come to life, the paintings, and even people's pictures on their driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. I will make them even disappear from all of their driver's licenses. So if there are some people who don't like their face on their ID, you know, come to the show, we'll fix that. And it's all going to be involving the audience. So they will see stuff they cannot see anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, that's the thing that as I was reading up about you, that I found fascinating, is that you really were, say, an artist before a magician or an illusionist, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. You've always had an eye for art.
Yes, I did. I loved art, and I used to paint as a kid, and I had great admiration for anything creative, and I admired the Renaissance painters and sculptors. But I found that painting, the magic, can really combine and bring together all of my skill sets into an environment where I can share it with an audience and get them to feel like it's real and it's happening right now, even though the illusions are of the impossible. They create an illusion of something that cannot be happening.
The terms, I read an article, an interview that you gave the Georgia Strait a few years ago. You'd prefer to be known as an illusionist rather than a magician. What's the difference between the two?
Well, I just think it's a different terminology. Magician is more like a wizard or general. It can mean different things. An illusionist, I just want to be very clear that I'm not the real wizard. I create illusions with what I do. And it's also more artistic because every artist is an illusionist in a way, because artists tell the truth by lying. They tell the truth by creating an illusion, but it is, we're obvious to everybody, right? It's a medium to deliver a message, and so I create illusions on stage, and everybody I just want everybody to understand that it's not real.
Do you get a lot of skeptics that come to your shows? I mean, did you find that the audience might have a few of those, say?
Yeah, I would say the audience usually divide into two type of people. Mm-hmm. One are people who really want to have fun and just go and enjoy. The other type are the skeptics, and they're trying to figure things out. And I really enjoy both types, because the skeptics, they respond stronger when they are blown away, because they can't believe that they were watching so closely, and they still can't understand how that works. And, of course, the other type, people who just come to have fun and enjoy and let go, those are also very enjoyable to watch, because you can see the true wonder in their eyes.
Well, what's the process in terms of when you're doing a show and you have to pick someone out from the audience? I mean, you told Cindy Adams in the New York Post when you were in New York for your run there that things do go wrong during the show, and how much of that, say, comes from someone that you pick out and that comes on stage with you?
Yeah, you know, it's a live show, so anytime you bring audience members on stage, you should expect the unexpected, because people can be strange. But I have a lot of control still, and there are a lot of outs and different ways an illusion can go if something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I can take advantage of that, and it actually makes things more fun for me. So it's not always the same, and I enjoy the challenge. When something goes wrong, see if I can get out of it. And so when I bring an audience member on stage, you know, maybe the audience doesn't follow my instructions and the way I want them to. But sometimes it can be actually funnier if, you know, I ask him to do something and he doesn't. And it can be quite funny for the entire audience to be in a situation like that. And the audience gets to enjoy to watch how I will get out of it. As long as they still see that I'm having fun with it, they actually understand that, oh, this is really special. It's not scripted, and I wonder what's going to happen. And a lot of times it leads to very hilarious scenarios.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've seen your work, obviously, on television and clips that I've seen of you perform. You seem to have a lot of fun doing it, and I mean that's wonderful to watch as an audience member, because you're easily, as an audience member, blown away or dazzled by what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It is still fun, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes, it's definitely fun, and you know, I get my energy from the audience, so usually the more the fun the audience, the more I'm having fun as well.
About this ability to captivate an audience, as you have, you have a certain charisma when I see you on television, and I'm sure you know that's obviously what audiences see when you're on stage. Does that come naturally to you?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think about that. I just you know, for me, it's a process of creating certain material that I want to share with the audience. And when I'm on stage, that's what completes the circle. You know, it's something I want to share with the audience. So I don't know if that's how it's perceived. I just want to share a beautiful message with an audience, a beautiful experience that hopefully will be memorable for them. And, I mean, that's the reason I'm doing what I do, you know, and it's a form of self-expression, like instead of a painter, you know, painting a picture, a vision that he has on canvas, I share it in theater, and what's special about it is that it's happening right now, it's happening within that second, and I want to enjoy it myself as well. In a way, I guess I'm kind of like an audience member myself, because I want to see that experience and feel that experience happening as if it's a real one.
Yeah. Well, what's fascinating, though, about your work and your career is that here you were at a young age, obviously fascinated with magic yourself, learning it as you did, and then now you're doing it professionally. I mean, you're stumping people like Penn and Teller, and you're playing New York for, what was it, 16 weeks? Wasn't that the run?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There really is a lesson here for folks that if you have a dream, to do it.
Absolutely. Definitely. Never give up on your dream. Never. It's sometimes can be very frustrating. It's a long process. Achieving your dreams takes toll and a lot of sacrifice and dedication. But it also can be very frustrating, because I would say only pursue your dream if you really, really cannot see yourself doing anything else, like especially something like that, because it's a lot of hard work. And I think some people don't understand how hard and how much work it can be. So I always think, you know, never give up, but as long as you really, really want it, you really, it's that important to you. Because otherwise, hard work, you might find that it's not worth it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mentioned Penn and Teller. You appeared on their show, and you stumped them. I mean, that must have been a dream.
Yeah, it was. Well, I had a lot of fun there. You know, even if I wouldn't stump them, yeah. I would still go to the show because it's just so. It's such a cool idea to perform in front of them, and then they give you their opinions and whether you stump them or not. But I'm glad I did, it was certainly a thrill to be on that show.
And then you were 16 weeks in New York, off Broadway, the West Side Theater.
Yes.
That's where they got their start in the 80s, is that right?
Yeah.
Did they give you any advice before going in there?
Advice for going into New York?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a very challenging city and very critical audience. So make sure you're come prepared. If anybody wants to play there, make sure you know the audience, the city's mentality, and make sure your act plays to the biggest critics.
Mm. And that must have been fun living there for you.
It was a good period of the year too. It was the summer.
I think. Yeah.
Because before that, I used to visit New York every year, but it was always in winter.
Mm.
And winter is very cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Did you have much downtime or see the museum? No, really. So you didn't get to see the museums.
No. I was doing 8 shows a week, and so it was 2 shows. For the most part, it was 2 shows on Saturday, 2 shows on Wednesday, and then every day there was a show, but Monday. However, Monday sometimes we did promotion, or I had to do some preparations with my act. So there wasn't a lot of rest or downtime. So any downtime I had, I just used it to rest and relax.
Yeah, and so now playing the River Rock, as you will shortly, we've already talked about how fun that is to play one's hometown. Should you travel most of the year?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Most of my shows are in the U.S., although I have been outside of it as well. I do travel, I would say, probably, last year I was out more most of the year.
What did you find that audiences in different cities, I mean, they must react differently to something that they see?
A little bit. You know, it's not consistent, but let's say I find that in California, for example, the audience are some of the most happy and responsive in the U.S. And maybe it's got to do with the fact that California has such a nice weather and people are just generally more happy there. I'm not sure.
Right. What I admire about the work that you do and you yourself is, and I've already mentioned this, is that you have such fun doing it and you bring such enthusiasm to your work. This is something that you obviously see yourself doing for the rest of your career, right?
Yes, 100%. You know, they say if you love what you do, then you don't work a single day in your life.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it does, if you, because I spend so much hours on this, sometimes at the end it does feel sometimes like work. Like, and I'm not talking about the shows. The shows are actually the time when I get to rest.
Mm.
When I'm on stage, this is the time to relax. The work is all the travel and all the setup and tech and planning. All that, sometimes, and the paperwork, negotiating contracts.
Sure. Yeah.
Sometimes I wish there was a bit of less of that part.
Yeah. What do you think it says about our time that the audiences that come to show want to go there to be entertained, but they also want to, suspend their belief. They want to be dazzled. They want to, they want to be moved by what they're seeing. I mean, as an entertainer, as an illusionist, it must be gratifying for you to know that people seek you for some relief from what's going on in their lives.
Oh, absolutely. I think we all need that escape. And I think, for me, I mean, that's an escape as well when I'm on stage. So, and today, especially today, our times are so technological and so everybody's so in their phones and tech-savvy that we need more of that mystery and wonder, especially.
Indeed. Well, long may it continue. Vitaly, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Break a leg, as they say in your business.
Thank you. Pleasure speaking to you as well. Thank you for having me.
The website for more is eveningofwonders.com. Tickets, of course, can be had through Ticketmaster. Vitaly, An Evening of Wonders is at the River Rock Show Theater Wednesday, the 5th of June. Vitaly Beckman, join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.